In 2021, the Washington State Legislature welcomed a record number of lawmakers of color, including a record number of black lawmakers, who were all Democrats. Among them was State Representative Kirsten Harris Talley of South Seattle, who described it as an exciting time.
I came in as one of four black women coming in simultaneously to join two black women who are already here. So I saw a lot of folks who look like me, which is always welcoming.
And that wasn't all. In 2021, in the wake of George Floyd, Washington Democrats saw a rare opening to make big changes fast. They seized the moment, passing a dozen police accountability laws, along with a number of other racial equity measures. Washington's Black Lives Matter Alliance called it a stunning session. Harris Talley offers her own superlative.
Historic.
But flash forward to this year, and Harris Talley says it felt like something had changed.
So every bit of moment and momentum and, okay, we're in the thing. The door was closed in 2022.
At the end of the 2022 legislative session, Harris Talley penned what amounted to a nearly 2,500-word resignation letter. It was published by the South Seattle Emerald. In it, she said she wouldn't be seeking re-election and described the legislature as a toxic work environment. Harris Talley isn't the only black member stepping down after just one full term in office. So is Democratic State Representative Jesse Johnson of Federal Way, one of the leaders of the police reform agenda. He cites family reasons, a new baby and a wife in medical school, but also says while his experience was different than Harris Talley's, his brief time in the legislature hasn't been easy.
If you're working on bold progressive issues, it takes a support system around you to really uplift you, keep your spirit high, because you're going through a lot. I mean, myself, with the police reform, I received death threats. I received a lot of nasty emails.
Also retiring from the legislature after just one term, Democratic State Senator Mona Das of Kent, who's Indian American. In a Facebook post, she said her family responsibilities and financial obligations prevent her from running for re-election. The departure of three relatively new members of color from the Washington legislature doesn't necessarily reflect a trend.
But I do think that there's something here that's happening.
Again, Representative Johnson.
Where you have members that want to get into a system and make change and see things happen. And what we're learning is politics is slow. It's a grinded out process.
It's also cyclical, says Speaker of the House Lori Jenkins.
I think like with police accountability, this is exactly where we're at. Big things done. Then you spend a number of years kind of looking at how do you kind of perfect the things that you did, tweaking and balancing.
But Harris Talley says some of that tweaking and balancing this year felt like Democrats turning on their heels and retreating. She gives the example of a police use of force bill that she felt would reopen the door to stop and frisk stops by police. When the bill came to a vote in February, she gave a tearful speech on the House floor, predicting the change would result in more deadly encounters between citizens and police.
This law gets too close to the moment where use of force by an officer becomes excessive use of force, and a loved one does not come home.
In announcing her decision to step down, Harris Talley had tough feedback for the House Democratic Caucus leadership. She described feeling othered, dismissed, ignored, and even betrayed.
I've been in a lot of workplaces where my own colleagues sabotaged me, and I left those places too.
Asked to respond, Speaker Jenkins says Harris Talley did not bring these concerns to her attention.
I can't say anything much else than I gotta respect the way other people experience things, even if that's not the way I experience them. That's part of having 57 members in your caucus.
Jenkins, who's the state's first out lesbian Speaker of the House, added that her caucus is committed to working on diversity and equity issues, and she says majority Democrats passed a number of racial equity bills this year. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.